You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 33 to 37. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oath to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than this is from the evil one." Brethren, it is very important that we pay attention to the progressive nature of scriptures. Now, Jesus was addressing something here. It was in their law that they should perform their vows. So let's say you go and read a passage in Ecclesiastes now that talks about performing your vows. Somebody can read that passage and come to you in church and say, "Brethren, you must perform your vows." And because you are reading it, you say, "I must perform my vows." So you think that making oath before the Lord, making vows before the Lord, you think it is correct because that person is reading it to you from the Bible. Jesus had come and put many things in perspective. If you don't know Jesus, everything else in the Bible will be misleading to you. You must see everything from the eyes of Jesus. So even though it's still written in the scriptures, there is a way to now understand it from the perspective of Christ. We are no longer to perform oath. Stop saying, "God, if you will give me this job, I'm going to donate 100 Bible." No. Now, you can get the job and donate 100 Bible, but don't go and make such vow. That's not how we operate with God. Some of you want to do what Hannah did and said, "If you give me a child, I'll dedicate him to you." No! In Christianity, you have obligation to raise your children in the way of the Lord. That's what the scripture says. You don't need any vow again. The Bible says that you must bring them up in the admonition of the Lord. So you can no longer say, I will promise you, I'll give my child to you. No! So you must see things from the eyes of Jesus. That's why there's nothing like marital vows. There's no marital vows. It is God who joins together. It's not all of those exchange of words. It's because men love activities. They just love to do something. Otherwise, on a wedding day, what any servant of God should say is, "I stand here as a witness that these two people have agreed that God should join them together." Period. The man of God cannot join. It is God who joins. Jesus said, "What God has joined, it is God who joins." So you are only a witness, and in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every matter be established. A wedding day is a day where there is a witness to validate wedding. It is not the man of God that joins people. It's not correct. It's not biblical. You can't join. You can't say, "I therefore I join you." Who are you to join? Do you know what is being joined in marriage? You can't join anybody. If you join people, you can separate them. But what God has joined, can you separate? We must have right perspective. You must not pledge. Stop pledging. It is not scriptural to pledge. If they have given you paper in churches and say, "Write your pledge, fill your pledge," it's unchristian. God is not asking for what you do not have. Stop saying, "I swear by Almighty God, I'm telling the truth." You don't need that. Jesus said it's from the devil. It's from the evil one. Look at what he said. He said, "But let your yes be yes and your no be no. If people won't believe you, so be it." Don't try to swear to sound convincing. Just speak the truth. You see, it is flesh to want people to believe you. Just say the truth and leave the matter there. Just tell them, "I'm telling you, this is what happened," period. Then somebody say, "Well, I swear by the Bible." Don't ever do such a thing. Let your yes be yes and let your no be no. May the Lord give you understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.